After 6 days, protesters in County Clare have lifted a blockade restricting access to a hotel used to house asylum seekers. However, the community at Inch have said they will continue to oppose the use of Magowna House Hotel as an accommodation centre for asylum seekers, and they said they would continue to peacefully protest at both ends of the Magowna Road. Well, we're joined on the line now by County Clare Senator Timmy Dooley. Timmy Dooley, good afternoon. Welcome to the programme.
Thanks. Good afternoon, Justin.
What is your reaction to this news that the blockade is to be lifted?
Yeah, look, that's a very welcome development after what has been a difficult week for the local community and for those that have been housed, those asylum seekers, international protection gentlemen. That it's been a traumatic week for them, and we've got to be mindful of that. So the lifting of a blockade, I'm hopeful, will reduce the tension, will de-escalate the situation, and will allow people time and space to engage with each other in that area, and come to accept that their fears that they may have held or that they still hold may over time not be as relevant as they have been for the past 6 days and as they still currently are.
Is it still the government's intention to put more people, to put more asylum seekers into that hotel?
I don't speak for the government, but the minister made it very clear in his discussions with the Oireachtas members and Minister O'Brien when he visited the site that it has the capacity for 62, and he made no concessions towards a change to that. And that's accepted, at least to the best of my knowledge, that's accepted by the local community. They mightn't agree with it, but it's an accepted position that the government wouldn't or couldn't negotiate on that.
And as far as you're concerned, that is likely then to happen, is it?
Well, that's the expectation based on the discussions. But there's some significant amount of work to be done on the facility.
There's also work, Senator Dooley, that on communication, isn't there? And there are lessons that need to be learned by the government, because this standoff was resolved because Minister Joe O'Brien went down and met the community. Do you agree there are lessons to be learned about how the government communicates with local people about what is happening in their areas?
I do, and that's not a criticism of the minister or his department, because quite frankly, the scale of the challenge that the government is facing with 84,000 people in temporary accommodation is a very large number of people to try to manage with limited resources. So that takes time. But yes, the communication could be handled better. There's been a communication into County Clare in the last, well, since Friday, about a number of people to be housed in over in Scariff, which was a reception centre back in the 90s. And that information is out well in advance.
Okay.
Let's be honest, we've got to be clear. Yeah, I just want to be clear. I mean, early communication is not a panacea. There are some people who will have a problem with the principle in the first instance. So communication, whilst it's helpful, in my view it's helpful because you get the facts out, you're seen to be transparent, and it takes one issue off the table. It would be foolhardy and foolish to think that early communication will make all these issues go away.
Okay, but the point is there was no early communication in this case. And can you give an assurance now as a government, as a member of a government party, that there will be communication with other communities where there are to be changes, big changes made in their areas?
Well, all I can say is that all I can do is repeat what I've heard the minister say earlier today, that it is the intention to improve communication. Okay. The Taoiseach made the same point on the Late Late the other night, and I think the Taoiseach has also accepted that communication could be better. But I certainly don't want to suggest that early communication is a panacea for all the problems that will exist. I think information and engagement, I think people need to understand how these asylum seekers or international protection individuals, how they're going to be integrated and what resources will be provided. And I think that would go a long way if there was a package of measures there. Some communities have done excellently, and let's not lose sight of that either.
All right, Senator Timmy Dooley, thank you very much for talking to us today.